Bible with you this evening. Turn with us, if you would, to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 26. Matthew chapter number 26. Let's stand on the reading of the Word of God tonight. Matthew 26. I want to deal with only four short verses tonight. Matthew 26, verse 36. We're going to deal with six verses. We're going to go through 41. I want to deal with a Bible question. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Set ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, or James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. He cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep. And he saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good day that you have blessed us with here. We thank you, Lord, the way that the Spirit of God has ministered to our hearts. Now I pray that these few minutes that you'd let preaching be easy tonight. I pray, O God, you'd use me to be a blessing. I pray that you'd help us this week in the upcoming revival. I pray now you'd touch those on our prayer list, and we'll be careful to give you the honor and the glory for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. I want to deal tonight out of this Bible question in verse 40 on could you not watch with me 1 hour? What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Now here we know as the Lord, we see Him as God-man. The Jehovah Witness say that He was a good man, but He was more than a good man, He was the God-man. And here we find that our Lord is headed to Calvary's cross, but He had to go through Gethsemane, for you see, before there's ever a crown, there must be a cross. I think a lot of times that we want the crown without a cross. But certainly that in our Christian life, there are many crosses that we must bear. Wouldn't it be great tonight if once we were a child of God, once that we became a Christian, that there would be no more trials or troubles? Certainly, we know the Bible teaches so diverse from that, that troubles will come. Heartaches do come, but I'm glad we headed to the city tonight where there'll be no more heartache or no more troubles or no more understanding. But here, as Jesus goes through this garden in Gethsemane, you'll notice in verse 36, there's a place that is named. A place that is named. He came to a place called Gethsemane. That word means an olive press. And he says, I want you to sit here while I go and pray yonder. Now, many of you may be sitting in a Gethsemane experience tonight. But I'm glad we've got a Jesus that's watching and that's still talking to the Father on our behalf. He said, I want you to sit here while I go and pray yonder. Now, many times in our life, this place that is named, we We don't want to be in this Garden of Gethsemane. We don't want to be in this oil press. We want things easy in life. But I've noticed as a child of God that when we go through situations, we realize that we can't go through them by ourselves. But when we come out on the other side, I've noticed we say, "Thank you, Lord, for how good that you was to me." Now here, this place that was named, but in verse 37, notice the people that were needed. The people that were needed. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. You know, the Lord knows who He can take where. And certainly here, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, they were brothers, and there Peter went with them. We find them in the Bible many times going places with the Lord that other people would not go. I wonder tonight, you at Liberty Baptist Church, would it be some places that you would be willing to go with the Lord that others would not go? Any of you young kids in school, I wonder, would you go in places with the Lord that others would not go? Would you go on your job with the Lord in places that others would not go? So we find that He took with Him Peter, James, and John. Not only this place that is named Gethsemane and the people that was needed, but in verse 38, the Lord says something here. Notice this plea that is noted. He said, "Then saith He unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with Me." This plea that is noted. You know, here as Jesus gave them this word, it's a military word as watch. He's warning them, it simply means to be on guard. It means to be looking around. It means to be watching what's going on around them. Jesus, here this plea that was noted, He wanted those to watch with Him. I wonder tonight, will you watch with Him? I find an old prophet in the Bible. No doubt the disciples had heard this from the book of Isaiah. He said in Isaiah 62 concerning this watch, he said, "I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence." Then he said in verse 10, Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. Hear this plea that was noted as Jesus had mentioned this watchword. No doubt that referred back to that old prophet Isaiah where he said that the Lord has set a watchman upon the wall. And notice he said this. He said, "They hold not their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent." I believe the Lord would have us to be upon the wall tonight watching. I believe He would have us warning. I believe He would have a sound in the trumpet. Jesus is soon to come. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun tonight. And my goodness, we have a culture that the winds of compromise and the winds of dishonor is blowing against our country tonight. But here the old prophet Isaiah said, "The watchman upon the wall, don't let them be silent through the day or through the night." And so as children of God, Jesus wants us to be watching. This military word as watching, to be well aware of what's going on around you. Not only in this text of Matthew 26, this place that is named, this people that is needed, this plea that is noted, but look what they do in verse 40. You'll notice a picture that is napping. The Bible said, "And He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. And saith unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Here as the Lord was going through Gethsemane, He simply wanted somebody with Him. You'll notice that He said, not watch for me, but watch with me. We need to be watching with the Lord Jesus tonight. In this day, in this hour, we need to be watching out for our lives and our families. We need to be watching out for our faith and our freedom. We need to be watching out for our family and our loved ones. Oh, if there's ever been a time tonight when we need to be watching with the Lord, it is in this day and this hour. But I want to deal with this last thought tonight in verse 41. Not only this plea that is noted, this picture that is napping, but look in verse 41, lastly, this prayer that is necessary. This prayer that is necessary. He found them asleep and He said something in verse 41 about a prayer that is necessary. He said, I want you to watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This prayer that is necessary. You know, the Lord realizes that we're human. Isn't that so good about God? That He never asks us to do anything that He doesn't realize that we are human and we get tired. He came and He found these disciples simply asleep and He asked them, could you not watch with me 1 hour? 1 hour seems like such a little time that the Lord would require out of them. As He went through this Gethsemane experience, can I tell you that He went to Calvary for me and you, and He's not asked you and I to really do much at all, but to watch and to pray. Oh my goodness, the Lord has done so much for you and so much for me. Where would we be without the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening? Wouldn't it be so terrible to have to live by the commands of the law in order to get to heaven? I tell you how bad that'd be. It'd be nobody in heaven tonight. Because nobody can keep the total law of those commandments. But I'm glad we're saved by grace through faith this evening. And so Jesus has asked us to watch and to pray. And look what He says, that you enter not into temptation. I seen something this evening in Proverbs 4 and verse number 14. If you write in your Bible, I'd like for you to underline this and watch this teaching in Proverbs 4 and verse 14. Here the Bible says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Let me read that again, Proverbs 4 and 14. Enter not in the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Here the Lord had instructed them to watch and to pray that you enter not into temptation. Let me tell you, there are some temptations that we just cannot resist, so we must stay away from those temptations tonight. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray, this prayer that is so necessary. Now, I want to say a few things about our praying. And I want to challenge you with this thought tonight. This morning, as I had gotten up, I go to my altar of prayer. I try to go every morning of my life. I try to go to a place and pray. Many times I find myself in repetitious praying. I, I pray for many of the same ones and the same causes and the same things. And I always try to remind myself to thank the Lord of how good He's been to me and what He's doing for me. But I think a lot of times that if you're not careful, that praying will be just something that we get accomplished and we're done with for the day. And an old writer said something that I would like to read from tonight that really struck something in my heart. It says this of watching unto prayer. When an archer shoots his arrow at a mark, he likes to go and see whether he has hit it or how near he has come to it. When you have written and sent off a letter to a friend, you expect someday that the postman will be knocking at the door with an answer. When a child asks his father for something, he looks in his face even before he speaks to see if he is pleased and reads his acceptance in his eyes. But it is to be greatly feared that many people feel when their prayers are over as if they'd quite done with them. Their only concern was to get them said. Tonight we must realize that as we say our prayer, when we bring our petitions before God, if I wrote a letter to my dearest friend, and I took and I sealed that and I stamped and I put it in the box, I would be expecting for something to come back. I want to say that we must not get through the mode of saying our prayers when it comes to such formality, but we must trust in the Lord to answer our prayers and to hear our pleas. And I want to say tonight, if God's not answered your prayer, just keep sending the mail out. He's going to give you an answer. It may be no, and it could be yes. It may be wait. But let me tell you, there's a God that's faithful to His children that prays tonight. I thought many times as we shoot that arrow at the mark, so many times we walk to see what we've hit. So many times we send a letter, we expect it back. Could we be a people of God tonight that expect the Lord to send something back? And here, I penned down three little quotes about prayer that I want to share with you this evening on this prayer that is necessary. We all need prayer. Our families need prayer. Our church needs prayer. Our nation needs prayer. Our president needs our prayers. Our prayers may be awkward. Our attempts may be feeble. But since the power of prayer is in the one that hears it, and not in the one that says it, our prayers do make a difference. To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. In order to get a nation back upon their feet, we must first get back on our knees. And I believe that with all my heart tonight. The Lord showed me something in my life. Isn't it amazing the way the Lord will just do little things that speaks volume to you? I have a chair there at where we've moved from. I had pine board floors in that old study. Brother Mike had helped me put them in. They're old and you could step on them. They were sort of creaky. And one morning, I remember Megan had dropped the children off. Renee was going to keep them for the day, and I had my study door open. I had a chair in that old study, and I've noticed this, and maybe this will help you tonight. If I'm not comfortable where I'm at praying, I won't be there praying long. So I'll take a pillow and simply put it on the floor from that old chair, and I'll kneel down on my knees, and I'll get in that chair, and I'll get my praying done. And one morning I was there, and I heard that old floor popping. And I got on praying, and the little Sophie was probably only 3 years old then, 2 and a half. I looked up at that grandbaby, and she was looking down at me, and her little hand stuck out on my shoulder. You know, I'm so glad that my grandyoungin caught me praying. Has any of your children ever caught you praying? They know where we shop, where we hunt, where we fish, but do they know where you pray? And I want to challenge you tonight. Watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And oh, how we need the Lord. As we send off that letter, we expect a response. Don't give up on God tonight. The Lord does everything in His own time, and He's great at what He does. This is what I want to do tonight.